Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Jenna, and welcome to Sincerely Your Best Friends,
a podcast about life and advice for people who don't seem to have a best friend or miles and miles away from theirs like we are. We're here to help you and have a good time while we do it.
All right, let's chat. Hi guys, welcome back to episode 4 of Sincerely Your Best Friends. Today's episode, we're getting juicy and talking about, comparing married life and dating life. So it's going to be a good chatting.
Yeah, comparing, just talking about both. I mean, I think marriage is dating, so it'll be a lot of the same. You got to date the person that you marry. Thanks.
All right. We did one fact already and we're only not 3 minutes, 30 seconds into the episode. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So let's hear what it's like to actively be dating right now.
Oof. So I've been in the dating life probably for a solid 24 years. I didn't start dating until I went off to college, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. The dating, it's different. I guess it was harder for me, the dating pool, especially, like, in college. You know, I was on, like, the apps.
Yeah.
And you can only get so far with the apps. And they suck. And, like, especially where I went to school, it was, like, country folk, like, boonies that the only people really on the apps were, like, the people you go to school. So it's kind of awkward. I didn't really... I don't know. I guess I would say, like, I didn't start officially dating until I moved to Raleigh. Because, actually, I had, like, a few dates, like, back home. But in college, there wasn't really, like, dating.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So when I moved to Raleigh, I was, like, super excited to, like,
get
on the app, see all the Southerners.
Have a new pool of hotties.
Yeah. the hot Southerners. So
it's tough though. Like, I just sort of feel like dating nowadays is harder because a lot of people don't want to commit. People like don't like commitment.
Yeah. And like, it's so hard on the apps because like, I mean, I would much rather meet somebody in the wild, like out at a bar or whatever. But like on the apps, it's hard because you don't know if they're there, like actually looking to be in a serious relationship or if they're just looking to hook up or like, I don't know, someone to talk to.
Right.
And like there are prompts on like, I know, especially on Hinge and I want to say Bumble too, maybe that they have like, actually, no, I don't think Hinge has it. But I know Bumble does, where it's, like, looking for, like, a serious relationship, something casual. Oh. Like, you can pick what you want. But, like, I know for me, like, I would always pick something casual because I didn't want to, like, steer away from, like, all the hot guys that weren't, like, looking for, like, a serious relationship or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think going into it, you need to have, like, a firm goal of, like, do you want to get into a serious relationship or do you want to just date around and see where something goes? Or I hate that. Like, let's see where something goes.
Yeah.
Like, this shit doesn't go anywhere.
Well, yeah. I feel like anyone who gives you that answer, like, let's just see where it goes. It's like, so you're like just as okay with it going bad as you are good. And like, then you're in the standpoint, like, I asked you that question because I want it to go somewhere good. So then it's already, like, a conversation not on the right start.
And, like, I know for me, like, I would always say, like, oh, just see where it goes. Because, like, I don't know, like, guys are so weird because you can, they can turn in, like, a flip of a switch.
I wonder if that comes from, like, being afraid to commit. Like, especially younger guys, like, there's, they, like, feel like they're in their prime. So they're like, oh, would I really want to commit now when I could, like, get a couple more years of experience? Like,
yeah.
I just wonder where that comes from. Like, they might feel that it's real for a second, and then, like, the fear might make them just, like, pull out real fast.
Yeah. I mean, I, like, I've heard so many different things about, like, people, they're not, like, therapists. They're just, like, I don't know, podcasters or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, like, ask men, like, how do you know if you're going to date this person or what? And, like, apparently, when you first meet somebody, they put you in a bucket, like, I just want to hook up with you, or like, huh, I could date you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's always like the stigma, like, don't sleep with anyone on the first date, like, don't kiss anyone on the first date, don't do this, don't do that. But like, in reality, I think when you first meet somebody, they're going to get put in this bucket or this bucket.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what you choose to do.
Right.
You know, like, if you want to see what you're setting yourself up with on the first date, go right ahead. That way you're not wasting your time. But if you want to, like, take it easy. Yeah. But I don't know. It's so hard nowadays to, like, meet genuine people who actually want, like, the same thing. I feel like the dating world is so saturated.
Yeah. And I don't feel like anyone's going to be really upfront with what they want. And I think if someone was upfront, it would be scary because you'd be like, oh, like, if you are on your first date and they're like, I'm looking to find the wife that I want and who I'm going to settle down with, I would be like, red flag.
I'd be in my car down the road.
I'd be like, yeah, we're going to get the check.
Yeah.
We're going to get out. I'm going to leave. We're going separate ways.
But I think, like, you give yourself, like, the first, like, couple dates to, like, have fun, like, get to know the person. And then, depending on your feelings, like, I really think you should have a conversation about, like, what are you looking for, so you don't set yourself up for something that's never going to happen.
Yeah. Like, you don't go in with the intentions you're going to have, like, a long-term relationship from it, and they've already put you in the hookup bucket.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Well, I'm telling you what. I should have had this conversation a long time ago. And, yeah, we're going on 3 years, and there's no conversation. Or you could just move away, and then it could just all be better. No shade. But, yeah, I think dating right now, like, you need to, like, you need to either be ready to date or not ready to date. Like, you need to have your cards laid out and figured out, because, one, don't waste your time, and don't waste anybody else's time.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm rambling on, but.
No, this is great. I, like, you're, like, actively dating. I like hearing, like, at all.
See, like, I wouldn't say I'm actively dating right now. I'm kind of taking a break. But sometimes you need to, like, dial yourself back in and, like, figure out what you want. Like, right now, at this chapter of my life, I'm really focusing on myself. And I don't want to, I'm trying to be very selfish, and I don't want to get into that dating pool and then have to worry about somebody else's feelings or doing this and doing that when, like, right now I'm supposed to be putting myself first.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's, like, the time to be selfish. Like, also, like, you're not going to find the real thing and the right person if you're not who you need to be.
Right. And, like, it's okay to be a heartbreaker, you know? Like, if you're dating this person and, I don't know, sometimes it may flip a switch for you and you're just like, I can't, do this, you need to be upfront with the person and not just kind of drag them on.
Yeah.
But I think if you are actively looking for somebody, you need to be like active on the apps. Like if that's the way that you're going to, like COVID has been so hard to like actually go out and meet people.
Right.
Either you need to be putting yourself out there, like going out with your friends or going to the gym and like you see somebody that you like make a move, like go introduce yourself. I know that's easier said than done. Right. But you need to be actually like putting yourself out there, going on dates and actually like having like a clear headspace to really like open up to somebody and like allow somebody to come in.
Yeah, I think you have to, like you said, you either have to be on the apps where everyone else is, or you have to have like a socially active lifestyle where you're in a bunch of situations that you could bump into someone. But yeah, that's something I always stressed to like anyone who was like down in the dumps about dating. I know it's even changed since we went to college. Like, I think now it really does thrive off of a lot of the app stuff. But I remember back in college, like when people would say like, I just don't know when I'm going to meet someone. And I'm like, well, like it's going to be a very natural situation. Like it's going to feel natural. And I know this might not be the case now, but when you first meet the person that you're on the app with, it might feel natural then. But like, it's going to catch you by surprise almost when it's the right, you're not going to be expecting it at all.
Yeah. And like, I think to progress a relationship, because you can be texting all day, maybe you get on a phone call or whatever, but you actually need to actively go out and like meet them, like plan a time to like grab. It could just be a drink or a coffee, something quick.
Yeah.
So you're not like locked into dinner, like, fuck, I gotta go. Like, this guy is nuts, you know? Yeah. So, like.
Well, and I think different situations show you different characteristics about a person. Like, seeing how they are at dinner is totally different than how they're gonna act at a baseball game or how they're gonna act at coffee, and see how they treat like waiters and waitresses and.
Oh, yeah.
People, like, you need to put yourself in as many of those situations as you can to really feel out how the person is going to be.
And make sure you don't buy your drink or your dinner. Let them freaking buy it. I was like,
right.
Fun fact, a little side story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I was like casually seeing this guy or whatever. And we went on, like, a few dates, and then we, like, ordered, like, sushi or something. And the man Venmo requested me. And I was like, sir?
What?
Are you joking? And I think I told my mom this, and then she told, like, we were at, like, Nani and Papa's house. And Jesus, Connor was there, my uncle, Kevin,
oh
Kyle, and oh my God, they almost like lost their sauce. He really Venmo requested you, blah, blah, blah. And then, maybe it was the same time, I don't know, it was another time. Well, Hunter saw a Venmo transaction or whatever, like, you know how like on your Venmo you can see,
oh yeah, like you can see what people are doing.
And he spilled the beans to Connor, and I get a text message with like a screenshot, who's this thug looking guy? And he wasn't thug. Or who's this tough guy? And I was like, oh my God, I can't get away with anything.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that was that. So don't if they Venmo request, you deny that shit.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I know when Tom and I started dating, we kind of came up with this, like, we're college kids. We have a college kid budget.
Yeah.
So it's like, when we weren't eating at the glorious, tasteful dining hall, like, if we decided to order out or go out to eat or something, we would alternate, like, who's paying. So, like, if he got dinner last time, it'd be my turn this time. Mm-hmm. So, like, we always have had that sort of, like, plan. So one of us isn't always picking up the check. But, like, first date stuff is, like, it kind of deserves to be a treat. Like,
I'd say, like, like, you're...
What about this?
Subject is like, very touchy.
Whoever's making the plans, like, if, say, he asks you to dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
He pays, but say you're like, do you want to grab coffee in the morning? Do you buy the coffee? Or does he?
You
I would say you.
Offer, yeah.
Yeah.
You should try.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they would swoop in. But yeah. I would say, like, after your... I would say your fourth date. Like, so the first date, you're, like, still kind of get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Second date, you're, like, okay, you're vibing. Third mm-hmm. date could be, like, oh, let's order pizza and, like, watch a movie or something like that. And then fourth date, either it's going somewhere or it's not.
Yes.
And, like... After the fourth date, you should know if they're interested, if you're interested. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, I think you should have the conversation, like, let's split dinner. Like, but not out the gate, like, the second date. Hell no. Especially, like, and I know women empowerment, because but if you're making a lot more money than I am, like, hook a sister up. Come on.
Yeah, like, I've seen a lot of, like, dating, like, skit things, basically, to show you. It's like a reenactment, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, like, talked the whole time about how he's, like, some big executive and whatever. And then he slid the checkbook towards the girl, knowing that she, like, had a some customer service job, but wasn't nearly as extreme as what this guy made it sound like. So then he pays, but then he leaves, like, not even, like, probably, like, a 5% tip. In her, the lady's, like, mouth is on the floor at this point because she's, like, I've been a waitress. So on the way out, the girl slipped the waitress, like, way more cash and was, like, I didn't know he was going to do that. He's not getting a second date, like...
So, yeah, same thing happened with the same guy. Kind of similar situation.
The guy who Venmo'd requested? Oh.
So, this was, like, I think it was, like, over the summer. Like, we started seeing each other again or whatever, and we got dinner at, like, the sushi place, and he was just telling me how he got, like, a nice raise, like, he's making X amount, like, whatever. And he's ordering all this food, drinks, dessert, and then pays and Venmo requests me. And I was like,
Eat half that shit that you ordered.
Literally. Like, I didn't want dessert. You want a f***ing dessert.
So it's just crazy.
Yeah. Nah.
Well, and, like, don't go on this whole spiel about how you're making all these.
Exactly.
All this money. Ordering all this stuff, making the chefs back there work like crazy, and then have the audacity to...
Yeah, should have never gave him a second chance. Ladies, just know your worth.
Yes, for
That's
sure.
That's all I gotta say. But, yeah, and moral of the story, dating is not fun. I'm at, like, I think the reason it never really worked out for me, in a sense, is because I never... I don't know. I never was in that season of my life. It was kind of forced.
Yeah. And like, you were trying to make it happen.
Yeah. And it's, if you make it happen, it's just never going to happen.
Right. Something or it's not going to be something worth it.
Yeah. And you're just going to end up either breaking your heart or breaking the other person's heart.
Yeah. Which is never, it does not feel good to be on either side of that.
No. That's for sure.
Yeah. I was telling Tom, like, the marriage is, like, a very daunting word. But it's like, we've been together for 6 years. Nothing about our relationship has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Only that we're legally married. So it's like, you don't ever stop dating the person you're married to. You have to keep dating them. It should never change. Because as soon as it does, is when couples fall off and fall apart.
Yeah.
Because you have stopped putting in the effort to make the other person feel special. And you've stopped voicing what your needs were for them to make you feel special and vice versa. So it's like you can never stop dating the person you're married to. So a lot of it's the same. But I was saying to Tom earlier, I would not want to be like in the active dating pool right now. But mm-hmm. I will happily date Tom for the rest of my life.
How do you, like, keep things spiced? You know, like, how do you keep it, like, fun and not, like, the same routine over and over again?
I think it has to do a lot with, like, how your chemistry is. Because Tom and I work from home, our jobs, too. So we're literally together all day. We have never gotten sick of each other. So I think it comes, like, personality-wise, like, mm-hmm. if you get annoyed easily, which I do with a lot of things, but not with him. But we have, like, our regular rotation of restaurants and stuff that we like and places we like to order from, and we do date nights. We try to do, like, a date night, like, once or twice a month, like, to go out into, like, downtown Nashville, grab dinner. A lot of times it's going for, like, walks and stuff in the park. I don't ever look at, like, the plans we're making as, like, a forced way to keep it spicy or anything. Like, it's just, like, I literally get to hang out with my best friend every day, and what we choose to do is sometimes really boring, or it's, like, watching a Netflix show, or it's, like, something cool, like, getting in the car and doing a road trip. Like, it varies, but
I think, like, also you can't let the romance die. Like, he better be buying you flowers once a week. And, like,
it's funny because, well, I've never been a flower person. It's mostly because I like the look of them, but they die. Like, I don't take care of them. Especially, like, I have to keep two dogs alive. I'm not going to worry about the flowers. Like, yeah. But I love the look of them. But there's a book about love languages that I think everyone should learn, and you should know each other's love language. So, like, Tom has adjusted to mine. Like, I love acts of service and I love quality time. So he's always making sure, like, cause he could stay on YouTube for, like, an endless amount of time. Like, he's always on YouTube. So he makes sure, like, if I'm in need of quality time, that he's, like, off devices and I'm off mine and we just hang out. And acts of service is, like, him taking the dog out if I'm, like, really crammed with work and, like, just doing those things. And, like, today he bought me an iPad case. I could have bought myself my own iPad case. But
nice.
It's just, like, you have to adjust to the other person's love languages and kind of go from there, and that will make you ultimately feel more connected, because, like, his is physical touch and quality time. So, like, yeah, I think everyone dating should read this love languages book. I'll have to figure out the title.
It's called The 5 Love Languages: The Secret to Love That Lasts by Gary Chapman.
It'll, like, open up your whole world to reading into what people need.
Yeah, I'll have to read that.
It's definitely, I feel like it would change the dating part of things.
I think right now, like, a lot of people are getting sick of the apps.
Mm.
And, like, they're looking to meet somebody more in the wild. So I'm hoping, like, I'm hoping things start to shift kind of back to meeting people naturally and not having it so freaking forced.
Yeah. Like, I, as someone, like, from the outside looking in, I was never on any of the apps because they kind of gained popularity while we were in college. Mm-hmm. But I always felt like you were on the apps to get laid, basically. Like, that was my perception. I never, like, saw, like, a dating potential coming out of the apps. That's not to say that that people aren't on there looking for that, but the overall perception of them,
yeah,
I think, is that it's mostly just, like, hookup culture.
it's very few and far between that you find somebody who's not just, like, looking to bang. Like, I know Tinder has gotten, like, the label of, like, the hookup app.
Yeah.
Hinge is more of, like, you're really kind of, like, looking for somebody,
mm-hmm.
actually get to know somebody. And Bumble is just kind of irrelevant. I don't really like Bumble. I don't like making the first move, so. And that's you do on Bumble. Like, the girls have to make the first move. Not about that. I'm not a good opener.
No.
Like, spark and combo.
Well, and I feel like this goes back to our last episode with, like, the fear of judgment. Like, mm-hmm. if I made the first move, I'm already picturing that it's screenshot and in this stranger in mm-hmm. some group chat that he has with a bunch of other strangers. And then I'm a laughingstock to this whole, like, group of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I would never know about it, that would eat me alive. So I would never make the first move.
It's like, I don't know. It's so hard. And, like, especially meeting guys out, like, I'm so, like I said, like, socially awkward until I get to know you.
Yeah.
And, like, I work in a male-dominated industry. But, like, I'm just so, I guess I'm not used to, like, meeting people, like, not in an mm-hmm. app, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Which you already know that they're kind of interested in you because they, like, swiped, obviously,
right
the right way. But I don't know. It's, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it just doesn't seem natural.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like, we've talked about this before. I am not a digital relationships type of person in mm-mm. any aspect. I would not thrive in that environment. If that's how I was meant to meet someone, I'd be like, well, it looks like I'm not meeting anyone. Yeah.
I'll say this, like, I was so used to, like, I don't know. I guess, like, I never really met somebody who, like, took it very slow.
Mm.
And, like, when I first moved to Raleigh, I met this guy, which you know about him.
Yeah.
And, like, we went on a first date at, like, a brewery or something. And, like, it was fun, but I was, like, I don't know if I'm really, like, interested in this guy. Like, we'll see. Like, I gave him a hug and I, like, went on my way.
Yeah.
And then we went on, like, another date and I, like, actually got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, okay, this guy isn't, like, so bad. And he was, like, a gentleman, like, opened the door. And then still didn't kiss or, like, anything like that.
Like, he didn't make any moves.
No. And I was, like, is this guy okay? Because I'm not used to, like, people kind of being, like, how guys should be, like, a gentleman or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the third or fourth date that, like, we actually, like, kissed or whatever.
Well, it seems to me that, like, our generation is way more, like, forward sexually
mm-hmm.
than emotionally. Like,
yeah,
we have our guards up emotionally, but, like, yeah, I'll make out with you. You know, like, that type of thing. 'Cause you can, like, I guess the way we must think is, like, you could make out with someone and there's no way for them to, like, break your heart doing that. So,
yeah.
Just do it, I guess.
Like, it's so backwards than, like, how it was. Like, I saw this TikTok today, and it was, like, I've seen you, like, get up butt naked and, like, answer the door. Yeah. And I get nervous when I, like, talk to you in public, like, out.
Oh, yeah. Like,
how does that make any sense?
Like, you go to the same coffee shop and you're like, oh, hi. I was just leaving.
I'll tell you what. That same Larry, I saw him in the grocery store.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, granted, I've been, like, on and off with this guy for, like, 3 years.
Right.
And I just, like, I had, like, my mask on. I, like, look down, like, was, like, scrolling through my phone as he, like, walks by. I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, you were trying to hide yourself, but then you were mad at the fact that he didn't notice.
Like, I saw it as soon as he walked in, I was like, motherfucker. And I just like, oh, God. And then I brought it up later. I was like, I know you saw it. I saw you at the grocery store. He's like, well, why didn't you say hi? And I was like, I didn't want to. I was nervous.
It's so weird. Like, we will literally hide ourselves from the person. Yeah. And then when they don't notice us, we'll be like, what the F is wrong with mm-hmm. you?
But then I think he noticed me because I, like, went and sat in my car for a second. Mm-hmm. And he looked at my car. So I was like, you saw me.
You know who drives this thing.
Mm-hmm. Bang, bang. But it's just like, I don't know. Society has like not made it like a normal thing, but it's just like, you shouldn't be awkward to like mm-hmm. see somebody that you know, like when you're out in public, like out in the wild.
Yeah. In the wild.
That's what you call it, you know. You should see these motherfuckers like. Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's just totally different. I don't know. I feel like dating Tom like from the jump, it was totally different.
Yeah, I bet.
It's not like, it sounds so cliche when people say you know, but it's literally our first dinner, like we left it. We were there for 3 hours in the college dining hall. Like, how can you waste that much time in the dining hall?
That's nuts.
The meal literally changed over while we were there. Because they
was
like,
it like didn't... A, was it like an afternoon?
Yeah, like we went like right at 4 o'clock, which they were just changing over. Like they had lunch food out. We grabbed lunch and they changed over to dinner while we were there. And we ended up getting dinner.
Did he use his swipe dollars on you?
No, we used our own. But, yeah, we talked about, like, things that just came up very naturally. It felt like we were having dinner with, like, you. Like, a long-time friend. Classic. And I remember we were talking about, like, what if restaurants named food after, like, the health condition it gives you? So, like... I'll have a clogged artery with a side of cholesterol fries. Like, we were talking about, like, if a food truck did that, how it would actually kind of be a cool idea. But people would be ordering, like, clogged artery cheeseburger. The joke would be that they would eventually, if they stuck to that diet, have those health problems.
You guys should start that. Start a food truck.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that I don't want to do.
That is a very, like, interesting concept. Like, if people actually knew, like, the food that they were eating and how it affected their body.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, do you remember the movie? Was it a movie that we watched in, like, was it health class about the guy who ate McDonald's?
Super Size Me. Yes. Like,
every single day.
I don't know. I think it was for, like, a month. Not, like, uh-huh. It definitely wasn't drastic, like, a year. It was, like, a month. But then he, like, was so unhealthy by the end.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
That's what we were saying. Like, how interesting would it be if restaurants actually named it mm-hmm. what it gave you? And that was one of our first topics we talked about. Like, and then we walked away from dinner. Like, we went to dinner just as friends who had a class together. Like, Carissa was in a class and his roommate was sleeping. So we didn't really know anyone else on campus to meet and have dinner with. So then we both left that dinner. Like, we talk what about it to this happened? Day. Like, wow, okay, that might be something more than a friendship.
That's wild that you, like, knew that kind of, like, off the bat.
Yeah, it's like... It was like I was talking to Brandon. Like, it was just, like, such a natural conversation. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel awkward. Like, any other guy, I would have been sweating and, like looking down. Like, just so awkward.
Not looking at him in the grocery
yeah.
store.
like, the French fries are good, I think. Like, that's what my conversation would be.
I feel like maybe that's where, like, I've done good. I've never really settled for anybody. Like, I always have a feeling that, like, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, you can say, you know, like, yeah, this guy's it. But, like,
you
if
like
you have to force it, then it's yeah. not it, you know?
Well, I think it's like there your gut instinct in relationships is almost all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you just listen to your gut, like whatever that is telling you, it's right. So you can immediately know, like, this is going nowhere. Like, I don't, this is not it. But, like, in the split second where you meet someone and your souls connect, you're like, all right. Like, this could go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very much like an instinct thing. And I feel like we try to overcomplicate it. Like,
yeah.
We're like, like, what is my heart telling me? What is my head telling me? Like, just, like, go with your first instinct.
Mm-hmm. If you, like, have to, I was talking to Carly about this today, like if you have to constantly think like, is this, do I like this person? Do I not like this person? Like in the end, deep down your gut is telling you that like,
it's not it.
It's not it. Like you don't like this person.
Yeah. You know? That is something I like Tom and I were just talking about and I always stress it to like people too, is that like, if you even have any inkling of doubt, even in the beginning of the relationship, that's not going to go anywhere. You can try to ignore it, but that is your gut telling you what it actually, what you actually need to be doing. So say you're a month into the relationship and you're like, I don't know if I'm really vibing, but we'll play it out. We'll see. Down the road, you're 2 years into the relationship and you hate the guy's guts. And all along the way, you had been toying with the idea, I don't really think I want to move in with him, but let's see if this will play out. Like, if you have any sort of inkling of doubt, it's only going to grow.
Yeah.
If you ignore it or try to suppress it.
I've been there, like, thinking, or, like, I was never sure. And then, like, I was like, okay, well, maybe if we get into this certain setting, like, he, like, we meet each other's friends, like, we'll see, like, maybe I'll like him, you know what I mean? Or my feelings will grow. And then maybe if we do this, it'll grow, or my feelings will change. And, like, yeah, they could have changed for, like, a few minutes, but, like, in the end result, you're just kind of forcing it and, like, kind of reaching for something to happen.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, like you're trying to make it happen, not let it happen.
Yeah.
Like it's so, I think it's so hard, especially for our generation that grew up like on the internet where you can see everything happening to everyone else. Like it's so hard for us to just like sit back and let things happen to you. Yeah. We want to control everything. And we want to force things so we can speed things up. But that's how you get, like, if you start forcing stuff just to speed, that's how you get locked into a job that you hate and you're 30 years down the road and you're not passionate and you don't like it, or you're getting divorced.
Or you're, like, the day of your wedding, like.
Yeah, freaking out.
That's like, my biggest fear.
I was so calm on our wedding date. I only got nervous when you all left me and we're all lining up because, like, Tom was still out there so he couldn't see me. I got nervous because the room had so many mirrors and I'm the only person in there. And I'm like, okay, like, it's happening today. Like, it hit me then, but at that moment, I wasn't nervous, like, to get married. I was more nervous about, like, tripping and falling or, like, the event
which I think that's of it. What you should be nervous about, like, being nervous to, like, fall.
Yeah.
Basically, but not being nervous to, like, marry the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
No. And,
man, you're... I weeped like a little kid at your wedding.
Yeah, it was... A lot of people were weeping, but Tom and I were talking about the fact that, like, when we were up at the altar, I have not a clue what was being said. It didn't feel like anyone was there. Like, it just felt like him and I, but I don't know what chants our officiant was saying. I know our vows, and I was just waiting for you can kiss the bride. Like, that's it.
Your vows were, like, this, not the same, but like the same. Like it was wild.
And the funniest thing, we didn't show each other. So like I wrote my vows probably like 4 weeks before our wedding and I sent them to the officiant because he had told us like, you guys can send me your vows separately and I'll kind of tell you guys separately if you're on the right path. Like, oh, Tom's is a little more jokey. Alyssa, you might want to be jokey, or Tom, you might want to dial it down and add some romance. Like, he's like, I can read both of yours and kind of gauge it so you guys are on the right path. Because he's like, it's not, there's nothing worse than doing a wedding where the groom is all jokes and the bride is serious.
That's and so then it's awkward. Just,
yeah, it doesn't vibe. So I sent him mine. Literally the week before our wedding, Tom finally sends him his. And Chance immediately emailed us back and he was like, there's no changes that need to be made. Keep them exactly how they are. And then when we were up there, I went first, I think. And we had the same like little nuggets. And we even used the same comparisons of TV shows. And it was just, it was wild. And everyone thinks like we're making it up. We genuinely had no idea that those were in our vows.
Yeah, that's when you know.
Yeah. You're just on the same brainwave.
Yeah.
But I think too, like into deeper stuff about dating and marriage, like I guess this would probably be like more of a question for me, but like how would you think you would feel like know that the person is like a forever type thing?
For me, like I get annoyed very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I don't get sick of you and like you can make me laugh and like I still get butterflies.
Yeah.
Like when I see you.
Yeah, just very natural.
Like, then I think I know. But, like, if I feel like anything is forced or I, like, want you to leave after, like, 2 hours, like, that's just not it.
Yeah. It's gotta be natural. But I also think, like, you, a lot of things people don't think about is, like, you kind of have to be on the same page with big things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when Tom and I had been dating probably for like 6 months at this point. And like he's Catholic and went to like an all boys Catholic school and I'm not even baptized. Like so by then we like knew that we were in it for the long haul. We knew like a month into dating, but we like had to have the conversations like, okay, like if we're gonna have kids someday, like how do we want to raise them? Like is religion a big thing? Like how are we gonna work? Like I think you have to have the ability to have those types of discussions and kind of be on this sort of the same page with some of those bigger things like finances. Like are you someone that's gonna be swiping a credit card every 10 seconds and not pay your bills? Or are you going to be kind of matched the type of financial plane that I'm going to be on?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I help you get to that plane? Like, I think you have to be able to have those conversations with the person, but those conversations also have to be pretty easy. It's not going to feel like, oh, I want to talk about this, but I'm scared of how they'll react. Yeah. Like it's just genuinely bringing something up to see where they're at and go from
having like an adult conversation and not like I think if you're scared to talk to them about something then that's kind of a little red flag and like a little sign that like maybe this isn't the right person. Like you can't really be yourself around them if you can't have this conversation.
No, like you, because in the at the end of the day, the person that you're going to be with is going to see every version of you.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
And they have to like my cats.
Yeah, it's a package deal. Like you can't. No way. I was watching Love is Blind, I think, and the guy was like, he has a dog, and he was like, I'm really worried about like how your cat is going to react. And she's like, my cat's like awesome. Like, she'll be fine. He's like, yeah, I just don't know. I'm not getting rid of my dog. But I was like, well, what makes you think that she's going to want to give up her cat? Like, you either, like, that to me was like a red flag in their relationship, because I'm like, this guy's not going to budge. But like, it's not always going to be something as simple as a dog and cat that he's not going to budge on.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you have to have wiggle room with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to talk to them.
Right. And, like, if you get annoyed if Lola's cuddling with you, I don't want it. Or if Lenny is doing circles around your face and you get annoyed, bye. There's the door.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not a big cat person at all, but I like Lola. I like Lenny. I like Rory. I like, and I say like them, like enough for a person that's not a cat person. Like, if they're around right. me, I'm not shoving them away. I let them just be. And
mm-hmm.
it's funny because, like, at Danny's house, like, her cats are always attached to me. And she's like, I honestly think it's because you don't
they
care about their
it.
Presence. So they're like, oh, like, mm-hmm. I want to be near you. And I'm like, I don't even acknowledge them. Like, Duncan sleeps by me all the time when I'm there.
That's funny.
And I
stare at you.
Let him be, because I'm like, well, he's just sleeping. I'm not going to shove him around.
That's funny.
Well, and another thing with marriage is, and I think my dad said it best in his speech. He said, life is hard and it's going to get you down sometimes. But what matters now is you have someone to go through those tough times with.
Yeah.
And it's like, life is so unpredictable. But just remember your commitment to one another. The good, the bad, the ugly, like, you're there through it all. Like, I mm-hmm. know if tomorrow, if our apartment burned to the ground, I would be content having to live in a car with Tom and the two dogs. Yeah. Would it be crammed? Yeah. Would it not be ideal? Sure. But like, I'd be completely content with it, because that's what matters, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So you just have to, like, no matter what life throws at you, be like, just remember your commitment to that person.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to a podcast, and it's like this mom and daughter podcast, like, by Barstool. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And their daughter was talking about how, like, her mom and dad still flirt, like, in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and they're all, like, giddy around each other. And I'm like, that's, like, true love. Like, that's what you need to strive for. Not somebody where you're gonna roll your eyes
mm-hmm.
when they walk into a room. That's not it.
Yeah, like, my parents are very, like, jokingly mm-hmm. lovey-dovey towards each other, and that's always been a model for me of, like, what I would want. And, like, sure, they've had their things that they've had to face together as a couple. But I think knowing, too, that, like, when you're 75, that person's not going to be the same person you married at 24. They're going to have evolved. So you're agreeing to love them in every form that they take on and who they become as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, whoever they become is a result from hanging out with you. So if you don't like who they become at 75, then you have some hard reflecting to do in the mirror too, buddy.
Exactly. But I don't know. I think through this whole thing is, like, stay true to yourself. Be honest with yourself on what you want and what you're going to settle for, what you're not going to settle for. And don't force anything, mm-hmm. because in the end, that's just going to end up being bad.
Like, yeah, it's just going to make it harder.
And just, like, give it time and, like, I don't know. I should take my own advice about, like, not forcing anything and, like, giving it time. But, like, come on! Like, let's get it going. You know, but
you're human, though. Like,
yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Like, you want it to happen so badly.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, just being true to yourself and like your morals and what you're comfortable with, what you're not in dating, mm-hmm. and like put yourself out there. And like, if you want to date, go date, mm-hmm. you know, be all in. Don't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, because it's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and it's like you're, I think a lot of people too get like almost addicted to dating. Like they like the dating aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, dating is something you do with the intentions of finding your forever person.
Yeah.
Or your person for 5 years, your long-term person.
Yeah.
Like, you should be going out and dating to find the person that you jive with, you know? Yeah.
Not just using it as, like, a social experiment or a social, like, that's when you go out with your girlfriends, or say you're looking for a friend, not...
Yeah.
'Cause that... I think dating puts a, like, a very aggressive title on mm-hmm. things if you're not looking for those things, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I just don't, it's like marriage. Marriage sounds so, like, it's totally not. It's like, I think if you go into it knowing that, like, life's not gumdrops and rainbows all the time.
Yeah.
But it's also, like I said before, like, nothing with Tom and I has changed. Like, the last 6 years has been the same. The next 6 years, it'll be some sort of the same.
Mm-hmm.
All that is different now is my last name. And I just rhymed.
And I wasn't even trying. Oh, God. Like, I don't know. Like, I think you need to, like, be excited to have conversations mm-hmm. with the person. Like,
for sure.
Ye maybe, like, you don't talk every single day, but like when you see their name like pop up in your phone, you like I see some name like pop up in my phone, I get butterflies and I get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like a good nervous.
Yeah. Well, and it's like if something happens to you, if they are one of the first people to pop up in your mind to tell, that's a good sign.
Yeah. But hopefully they reciprocate. But if they don't,
yeah,
kick them to the curb.
Yeah.
Again, Jenna, you need to be taking your own advice.
We don't have time to be anybody's second choices.
Facts. Number two of the whole episode. I don't think I said facts the whole time.
You know
time.
What else you haven't said? What was the... Oh, I forgot it. I already forgot it. The one in the... I think the second episode. It begins with an S, doesn't it?
It was big facts and...
Shade.
Shade.
But in that episode, you're like, I got to switch it up. And you haven't really said it since. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I probably just lodged it back in there.
I will say I've been on some shady thing. Or not shady things. Some shady dates with some shady men.
Wait, do you have any juicy ones?
Not really. I mean, I'm trying to think back to my, I don't know. It was always like,
Were you ever on a date where you immediately wanted to leave in the, like, the first 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I went on a date with a guy. He took me to watch the Bills game. The whole Bills game. And I, like... We ate, and it was, like, so loud in there
mm-hmm.
that, like, I couldn't hear him.
Not, so, like, a date atmosphere at all.
No, so we couldn't really have a conversation. And I was like, what, like, and then, like, we ate, and it wasn't even, like, halftime yet. And we sat through the whole fucking game.
At the restaurant.
And I was cold, and I was like, I just really want to go. And I kind of, like, what does Nick do on New Girl? He, like, moonwalks
slides.
Himself back. I just kind of moonwalked myself back out of that conversation and, like, kind of went ghost a little bit.
Yeah.
But, no, I think I've had a good sense of, like, knowing my worth and, like, mm-hmm. a good idea of, like, being on a date or like talking to somebody and like, yeah, this isn't really like my cup of tea. Yeah. And I've tried to force some things, maybe to think because it was like an easy choice or like an easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
But it never really, obviously, it never ended good.
Yeah.
I think the only person that, I shouldn't say this on the record, but.
The wire's hot.
Literally. I think the really the only person I've truly dated and like really had feelings for and like really felt like a connection, it was only like one person. Mm-hmm. Like I've dated, but I've never like had that, you know, with anybody. Or felt giddy like when we would like hang out or whatever. Well, so.
And I think too with dating, getting out there and going on the dates mm-hmm. will show you only show you more of what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So like you should go on those dates. But also I feel like sometimes people can get pressure from like family and friends. Like mm-hmm. say your family and friends really liked the person you were dating and you're not so sure. Don't let their opinions like alter mm-hmm. your like don't be like, oh, my mom and dad really love him, so maybe they see something that I don't and I should just date him or I should just get engaged to him. Like again, listen to your gut because they're not the one that has to marry them or date them. They could like who they see at the barbecue, but they might not care for the person that's lounging on your sofa, you know?
Sister, if you need needs that are not getting met, kick the man
to the curb.
We ain't got time for that.
Nope. No second choices and no time wasting.
And let me tell you, they always come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
I, another fun dating story. I obviously talked to this guy. I think it was COVID times. And, I don't know. We hung out. My roommate, like, came and hung out, like, with his roommate, too. And, like, we would just, like, get drunk together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know what happened. I think I kind of moonwalked myself out of that as well. And then, I don't know, me being, like, annoying, I tried to weasel myself back in.
Mm.
And, like, to see if there was something or, like, if something changed. And nothing changed. And, I don't know, I was kind of, like, distanced myself a little bit. And then, he, like, went off on me because I was, like, not texting. I don't know what happened. This was, like, a year ago. And then I was, like, I don't have time for this. Like, goodbye. Moonwalked myself back out of that conversation. And this man is, like, Snapchatting me. Like, he will, like, because, like, I get bored on dating apps and I, like, delete. Yeah. And then, like, I redo my profile. And, like, he'll, like, on Hinge, you can see who likes you and you can, like, comment on, like, if you like a picture, you can, like, write a message.
Oh.
And he's, like, begging me to, like, hang out or, like, see where it go, like, give him another chance. Like, boy, you had two strikes and I'm out. Like, and I was out a couple weeks ago and his roommate called me. And I, like, I don't know why I answered that because I obviously didn't have the number saved. And I was like, hello? Like, I was in the middle of the bar. It was, like, so loud. And he's like, will you take blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, I'm not talking about this right now. And I was, like, hung up. And I was like, guy, like, move on. But they always come back. But know your worth, ladies. Know your worth. Know what you're going to put up with, what you're not going to put up with. And if you've given it two strikes and it's still not there, the third isn't going to do it any different. It's just all going to be the same.
She's going to keep adding tallies. But
sooner or later, you just got to be like, fuck.
They do always come back. And I find that it's always when you're finding yourself. When you're on the come up, they're like, oh,
Let's wheel back in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A little one too many times, let somebody weasel back in.
We've all been there.
Yeah. As I nervous giggle, and I'm going to nick myself out of this conversation. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, that is what we have for marriage and dating.
Yeah. Stay tuned for dating updates because... what year are we in? 22? Summer 22 is going to be nuts.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, we got a nice couple of months of summer bod work, you know?
Nice. Be out there vibing.
Yeah, our pool is lit.
Oh, that's so nice. My pool, not so much. It's one pool and there's 15 buildings on the property. It's not enough pool for people.
Yeah, it's not enough pool.
So then you're, like, elbowing people for chairs, and then there's kids. So I'm, like, downtown, the pool was not that vibe at all. It was very much, like, people our age, but not out here. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to, like, roll over on my towel because there's no chairs and get a hair full of Cheez-Its. I'm not going to the pool.
Screaming kids.
Yeah, no.
Flicking water on you. So... what's our next episode on, Alyssa? I can't quite remember.
Well, the next episode, I think we've covered well enough. It's friendships. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's an adult surviving guide in sex, which we could always pull a fast one and move sex up.
Or we could keep you waiting.
Yeah. All you need to know is if your mom, dad, grandma, anyone... you're not going to want to listen to that episode. All right. So that's what we have for marriage and dating.
Yeah. And I hope you enjoyed.
I hope it provided some guidance and giggles, of course.
Giggles always. Let us know what you like, what you're related to. You know, always give that. If there's any
topics you want to hear about.
Yeah. We're, fast approaching episode number 10.
Yeah.
We got to get a new flow of topics rolling in.
Yeah, so send us your suggestions and be sure to...
like, follow, comment, subscribe, tag, and give us a rating on Apple and Spotify.